Most of the U.S. Midwest will work its way onto the verge of very dry conditions over these next 2 weeks, and that could raise the stress level and increase the potential for lost yields across the region. Already, many forecasters have reduced some of the production potential across the Midwest. Some of that's okay, but be aware of the fact that if it were to rain any time in the next couple of weeks in a significant manner, we would be able to regain some of those losses. In fact, I don't think any of the Midwest is really locked in on any production cuts at this point. But certainly if the two-week forecast doesn't generate any more rain than what's being suggested, and we continue drier than usual in the third and fourth weeks, then we are definitely facing some issues of significance, especially since late June and July will be the reproductive season for corn. In the meantime, the frontal system that is moving across the Midwest here Sunday through Tuesday will likely generate a lighter amount of precipitation today relative to yesterday. Now, it's not a huge difference. Mostly, we've lost the locally heavier amounts of rainfall that at one time were supposed to get up to about 1.5 inches or so. The amounts today look like they'll run 0.2 to 0.75 inches. We'll look for a few areas that might get a little more than that, but for all practical purposes, the greatest rains are going to be much more limited in number. Some areas near the Ohio River Valley may see the greatest amount of precipitation. The greatest rainfall coming up in the coming week will actually be on the east side of the Delta and throughout the southeastern states. In those particular areas, we'll see showers and thunderstorms relatively frequently, especially late this weekend through the middle part of next week. And the precipitation that occurs will likely be helpful in assuring that the dryness bias that was present so much earlier this year will not be coming back anytime real soon, and crop conditions will stay relatively good. The west side of the Delta will not do quite so well with precipitation. They'll get some, but it's not going to be quite enough to really make a big difference, so the drier bias there will continue, as well as in the Midwest, as I've already mentioned. The temperatures in the Midwest will be warming up for the next 2 or 3 days and then cooling off again early to midweek next week. The highest temperatures this weekend will get up into the middle 80s through the lower and a few middle 90s. The warmest weather will be in the western and central portions of the region coming out of Kansas and working its way into parts of Iowa and maybe a few locations in Illinois. The forecast temperatures will then turn quite a bit cooler as we move into the middle part of next week, with highs falling back into the 70s in many areas, some 60s in the uppermost parts of the Midwest. Low temperatures at night will fall back into some upper 40-degree readings in the far northwestern Corn Belt, while the rest of the region will see 50s and some lower 60s during the coolest days. We'll turn right around and start warming things back up again. The forecast models are still suggesting a ridge of high pressure will begin building up across the Midwest a week from now and will be with us for most of the period from the 16th through the 22nd. The ridge axis will likely be over the Midwest in some way, shape, or form. We're not completely convinced exactly where that axis will be, but for all practical purposes, it will likely suppress rainfall across the region and keep temperatures on the warmer side of normal. Temperatures most likely in that second week of the outlook will run mid-80s to mid-90s in the western Corn Belt and probably 80s with just a few lower 90s in the eastern areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.